In one of your talks, you mentioned that you don't understand why it's translated as delusion. And you said you think that's it's incorrect. It's more ignorance. Do you still have this misunderstanding and clarity?
What I was trying to say is delusion is, what is delusion? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That is a problem.
It's not a problem, if I may.
Yeah, okay.
I was reading the commentaries, and it's really down to the individual translating the suttas. Lord Buddha was very clear. He used different Pali words for ignorance and delusion. Avijja, ignorance, and moha is a delusion.
Yes,
so the translator, whoever was translating, they bunched everything together as a delusion or ignorance. But that's not what Lord Buddha was saying. When he talked about ignorance, he would say, for example, dependent origination. Ignorance conditions sankhara. Sankhara conditions vijnana. He would not say delusion conditions sankhara. So he used avijja there. But when he said a person is ignorant because of delusion, so the person is avijja because he has moha, it is because he takes, for example, the impermanent as permanent, the not-self as self, and the unsatisfactory as a satisfactory. Therefore, he is ignorant with delusion. So when he talked about the three characteristics, not understanding anicca, anatta, dukkha, he would say delusion. When he talked about conditionality, or he would say the world is full of ignorance, he would say avijja, not delusion. I hope this makes sense. And then whoever was translating the Pali decided, oh well, I'm going to bunch everything together as ignorance or delusion. Versus the pure scholars of Pali, they would distinguish and keep the original wording of the Lord Buddha. I don't know if that makes sense. To me, it's very clear. It's really down to the individual translating. It's not.
Yeah, that's why I constantly have the problem, you know, also with all these words, you know, because over time, you know, these words, you know, change their meaning, you know, and delusion now means nothing.
Exactly.
Yes. And that is not moha.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going against these translation also, yes, such as mindfulness. Because it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That's why we redefine it or try to explain it in several ways. Yeah.
But you know,
avijja. Normally, how I define avijja is, it is the will actually. Will.
The will.
Yeah. W-I-L-L.
Yeah.
It's wanting to know, but not being able to know. Wanting to understand, but not being able to understand. The will,
yeah?
Because that is what is left over, avijja, you know, it is still wanting, yeah? It's not the wanting in the sense of we want this or that, you know, but
this wanting of the khandhas, you mean?
No, not the wanting of the khandhas. No? Very difficult to explain that. But I do understand, you know, but I do understand, but, you know, ignorance.
You would say, a person is ignorant. Why is he ignorant? Because he has delusion. And why does he have delusion? Because he takes the impermanent as permanent, the not-self as self, and the unsatisfactory as a satisfactory. He does not see properly. He is deluded. It's almost like he has a curtain in front of his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes. It's just like the person, you know, who is in the smartphone world is deluded. Because that's what he thinks is the world is all about, yeah. And that's what we see, you know. The illusion goes much, much deeper, you know. I mean, we think, you know, there are trees, there are men, there are people, there are these things, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the end, there's nothing. Mm-hmm.
You're not alone with your problem with translating. There's many, many Lumpus and elderly bhikkhus who really make it an issue, you know. He said you have to stick with the original Pali, the way Ananda, Sariputta was. They were there. Yeah. So avidya is ignorance, moha is delusion, and you have to distinguish between the two. You can't just put your interpretations and then say, okay, everything is this or everything is that. So you're not alone.
Yes, but you know, people, the problem is with people, you know, they hear a word and they stick to it, and that is, and even if I tell this person delusion and that person delusion, they have two different understandings of delusion.
Is one only?
Yeah, no, I mean, the way, you know, when you talk about, you know, delusion, that's what you have an idea about delusion, what delusion is, yeah? Another person has a slightly different idea. It's the same thing with love. That's the problem, yeah? That's why I said, you know, you have to go down, yeah? These words are just symbols. You have to go down to the value of the symbol.
You have to have insight.
Yeah.
You have to gain insight.
Without insight, you really don't know. I mean, it hit me hard when Lungta Mahabho one time, you know, he was in the sala sitting, yeah? And he was talking about satya. The person who has sati, the moment he has sati, there are no kalesas in his heart. And that hit me. Yeah? So I mean, sometimes, you know, some of these explanations that he gave, you know, hit me. Yeah? It's just the same, you know, when he said, yeah, some people say, let go, let go, let go. You know? You cannot let go. Yeah? And then he explained it, you know. An arm that is on the roof, yeah, and wants to go out on the floor. All what it says, let go. And it falls to the floor. And even doesn't hurt itself. But it does not know this command. The only thing that he knows is forward, one step forward, one step forward, and clamping down, you know, and then it's on the floor. There is no command that in our heart. Yeah? What we can do is not to dive into it. Or not to go for it. That's what we can do. But that is not letting go.
That's not letting go.
No.
That's one thing. That's your grasping.
It's your grasping, and yeah, it's the letting go of the grasping, but the root cause is still in the heart. The heart still wants it. Yeah.
This is the arahant, the last, what do you call it, the last little bit of a cloud that is there, that wants that.
But for the arahant, he doesn't want anything with this world anymore. He wants this power, yeah? And when you see this power of this illusion of knowingness, yeah? Yeah? But actually not knowing. That's what he understands. Yeah? He thinks, you know, he knows everything, but actually he doesn't know a thing. That's why I call it knowing but not.
So are you saying that you start saying a lot of, I don't know, I don't know, I just don't know?
Yeah. But you can do it in a way that, you know, I mean, is, how do you say, that's suppressing, or you can say it in a way that you want to know with the heart. But that is the perfect thing.
Rupa Mahabho was an arahant. But he still had to function.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did stuff in, like we do here, concrete.
Of course. I mean, he built the sala, yeah?
Just detached.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't
disengaged.
Really, yeah. Disengaged, yeah. And this, I mean, Lumpoli was very different, yeah? He was also an arahant, yeah? But he taught the Lumpoli.
the way we went.
No. Lumpu Lee, I mean, he died, you know, yeah, five years ago.
The big shady.
He was teaching his bhikkhus by doing things.
He was an arahant.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was the fastest arahant in Lumpu Man's tradition. 4 years. Because he was on Tudong with Lungda Mahabua.
Just detached, disengaged.
Detached, disengaged, and not there. I mean, this is something, when you see this, you see a person and you see, you know, his ego is there. Yeah? But if you meet an arahant, he's not there.
Empty.
He's empty, you know, you can walk through him. And he's not offended by anything you do.
Yeah? There's nothing there.
Because nothing is there to be offended. Yeah? So you can approach him, you know. Most of the gurus that you met in your life, you cannot approach.
I've not met any. You're the first one I met.
I met you. What?
You are approachable. Sorry, I should not point.
No, they normally keep you at bay, you know.
Yes, I have. I have heard of that. They are very, very difficult to
approach.
There's the bhikkhus keep a curtain around them.
Not only the bhikkhus, yeah. I mean, yes, they try to keep a curtain around Lungda Mahabua, but only when he was weak, when he was close to death.
Otherwise, he was approachable.
Oh yeah, every time I went up to his kuti, you know.
Thank you.